This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Bridget, you know, we've not mentioned cars for a while.
No, we haven't.
And I have
or Kroger or Amazon. We haven't done any of that.
That's true. There's a lot of easy ways to donate to Catholic Radio. You'll find information about them all on our website, catholicradioindy.org. But I have to admit, a few years ago, when we started to ask for cars, I really wondered, does anybody really do that? I mean, a car is a big, substantial, you're talking about tons of steel.
Yeah.
And does anybody really donate that to a charity?
Do they?
Well, I can't speak for other charities, but Catholic Radio, yes, they do.
That's really
yes,
cool.
Yes, they do. We get probably, on average, maybe a couple of cars a month or more. And
I didn't know that, Jim.
And they don't have to be new. They don't have to be running. We will come out and tow them away if necessary. It's a really simple process. You can begin it with click on our website on the little Donate Your Car button, or you can give us a call here at 317-870-8400. And while you're on the website, click on the Kroger logo. We don't want to tell you where to shop, but if you do shop at Kroger, and if you do have a Kroger Plus card, it seems like there's fewer and fewer grocery stores to shop at these days, but if you do shop at Kroger, if you do use your card, register it there. It's really simple. Every time you buy a can of beans, a gallon of ice cream, a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, whatever it is, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage, and yes, it does add up. So you can do that at our website too, CatholicRadioIndy.org.
And Jim, why don't you talk about Amazon Smile? Because one of our guests just wrote a little note to me. You guys do Amazon Smile? Let's talk about it.
We do, as a matter of fact. And Amazon Smile is so simple. You can begin that with a click on our website as well, CatholicRadioIndy.org. Or you can just Google or Yahoo Amazon.Smile, and you'll get the same place. And that is so simple. They ask a little bit of information, and they ask what charity you want to support. Always important to use all three words when you get there. Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, Catholic Radio Indy, because there's other Catholic radio stations as well that do it. So Catholic Radio Indy, once you do that, every time you shop at Amazon, Catholic Radio gets a small, I think it's like a 0.5% or something. But again, we've got a lot of listeners. If a lot of people do it, it does add up. So we appreciate everybody that does that very much. And then Amazon Smile, if you are on the same computer where you registered and you forget to do that, say, oh, I just want to go on Amazon and get it, you get a pop-up that says, wait a minute, did you mean to use Amazon Smile and support this charity? And think, well, yeah, I did, of course. But even though you didn't think about it, your computer did. So Amazon Smile or smile.amazon, either way. If you look either way, you'll find it. But on our website, it's the easiest way, catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Amazon logo.
Well, I'm smiling today because we're heading into the wedding season, and I love the wedding season. And we have two guests today who work to help people enrich their marriage, right? So we were talking with Tom and Marcy Rankin. Welcome to Faith in Action. I'm tongue-tied today.
Thank you.
So you are involved in a ministry at Our Lady of the Greenwood called Celebrate Marriage, correct?
Yes.
All right. So what is that and what is its mission?
We came up with a mission for Celebrate Marriage, and that is giving couples opportunities for Christ-centered marriage enrichment through large group, small group, and individual couple experiences.
It sounds like you could have made an acronym out of all of what you just said, but I don't think anybody could pronounce it.
So did you just kind of create this, or is this some kind of national program, or tell us about that, like how it got started and maybe what was the genesis of it?
Well, it started because we attended a Worldwide Marriage Encounter.
Okay.
Several years ago now, 8 years ago, 9 years ago. Yeah.
Something like
about
that.
About 9 years ago.
And I don't look old enough to be married, to be honest.
We got some spring chickens in the office, in the studio today.
Yeah, it started that way. So we attended that marriage encounter, and it totally revamped our marriage.
How long had you been married before you went on the marriage encounter? Was it like an engagement encounter or a marriage encounter?
It was a marriage encounter.
Okay.
And we had been married 7 years.
Okay.
And actually what prompted us to go to the marriage encounter was that we had two friends who surprised us with a divorce.
Oh.
And we were both in the marriage, you know, the wedding party for these friends.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know anything was wrong. Just all of a sudden they were divorced and we were disappointed. And my wife, actually, she was thinking, well, gosh, could that happen to us? I mean, does divorce just ambush couples and all of a sudden you're divorced and you don't even know what happened? Because that's what it felt like to us. So,
mm-hmm.
Not that anything would happen to us because we were perfect.
Yeah, right.
Of course, right. Yeah, sure, we're all perfect, right, Jim?
Yes, ma'am.
But yeah, so she tracked down a Worldwide Marriage Encounter, and they taught us something called dialogue, and taught us something about covenant as opposed to contract. And it totally revamped our marriage. For the next 4 months, we dialogued religiously, and we were on fire for marriage. And I guess I'll let Marcy talk.
Now, that word dialogue can mean a lot of things. What does it mean in the context of marriage?
Well, dialogue specifically on a marriage encounter weekend, they're talking about a dialogue deeper than just talking table topics when you're talking just casually like we are at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Instead, a lot of times married couples in particular, or any close relationship, people struggle with being able to get past the feelings that they're having in the moment. If something riled me up that day, I am going to be riled up in any conversation about anything that night with my husband.
Mm.
Marriage Encounter takes that feeling or that emotion that you have and allows you to experience the emotion in the moment, puts that aside after you go through the dialogue process, and then the most amazing thing happens. You talk about things without those heavy emotions, and you can talk about them logically and rationally together as a couple and not be burdened by the emotion behind it because you didn't think your spouse was feeling the right way or as passionate about something as you were.
Okay, so if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Tom and Marcy Rankin. They are Celebrate Marriage Ministry, I guess, leaders, right, at your parish at the Our Lady of the Greenwood. So go ahead, Tom, you're getting ready to say something.
I was just gonna say that the formula for dialogue is really quite simple.
Okay, let's talk about that.
And first off, I'd recommend you go to a Marriage Encounter or Retrovert Weekend to learn
okay.
it and spend the time actually learning it. But it's a 10 in 10 is what it is. And you ask a simple question, you spend 10 minutes separate writing about the question. And the question could be a very simple question. You know, what's mm-hmm. the color of the paint in this room?
Okay.
And that's a very simple question, but then
it's wallpaper.
Yeah, it's wallpaper. So that's first off, we have some conflict. No, but then you spend the majority of your time writing about how the answer to the question makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you, after that first 10 minutes, you separate. You're allowed to explore your feelings, write it down. Then you get together and you discuss the feelings. And the idea is it's just intimately sharing. It's not judging the feelings. It's not justifying the feelings. But it's getting the feelings out there. And what you find is that when you accept the other person intimately like that, you can grow so much. And also when you don't judge the feelings, you also often find that you're on the same page when you thought you weren't. You'll find that you might both have fears about the situation that neither one wanted to voice, and it gives you a safe way to get these really complicated feelings out there and addressed. And it also just changes the way you talk to your spouse. So we talk very differently now than we did prior to Marriage Encounter.
Okay, give us the before and after then. Because now I'm really curious. I'm totally off my questions here,
yeah,
but that's okay. This is great stuff.
We're off script. We are allowed to ask each other how we're feeling. It's the first
time. It's interesting. When we went to that Marriage Encounter weekend, which kind of vamped or started the fire for this marriage ministry, we learned that we were living more like roommates and less like romantic radical lovers is what they called on the Marriage Encounter weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So radical lovers were radical because we were defying society's definition of romance and what true intimacy is.
Mm-hmm.
When we would go about our day, there wasn't a depth of communication. How was your day? Oh, it was all right. I mean, work was a little crazy. How was your day?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Are you talking? I'm on my phone
right
over here. I gotta answer an email.
Well, we didn't have that as much back then. It was more of me chasing our toddler at the time. And like, well, I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. I gotta go fix this. Oh, here, can you help him with his toys or
sure.
his mess? Or can you feed him? And it wasn't really like, hey, I want to get to know you more. And I'm not saying that all couples experience that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think we're an exception and everyone else has a perfect marriage. I suspect that's not true.
Well, I think the one thing that you brought up that probably prompted you to get started in this was, you know, when you have a friend that has a divorce, like you said, they're a close friend, you know, they were in your wedding party, it does kind of rock your world. You're like, wow, if that could happen to them, that could happen to me. And you were really proactive and said, okay, we got to do something here, right?
Right. I go into research mode. Uh-huh. And I was looking and I was like, okay, there's got to be something out there that we can do. And that's where I stumbled upon the Marriage Encounter Weekend. I was like, hey, honey, you want to do this with me? I mean, you have to do it with me. I can't do it alone.
Exactly. Right. It wouldn't work too well that way. I guess you could try. Yeah. But so you started the Celebrate Marriage Ministry, and then you also have a conference coming up. So first, tell us what the Marriage Ministry is. Tell us what that is. And then the Celebrate Marriage Ministry, and then we'll talk about the conference. We're going to take a break in about a couple minutes. So you can tell us what the Celebrate Marriage Ministry is at Our Lady of the Greenwood.
So the ministry grew out of Worldwide Marriage Encounter, and the first thing we did was offer a day-long marriage enrichment event very similar to what you get at the weekend retreat at Marriage Encounter.
Okay, and you did that at the parish, right?
That was at the parish. So everything we did, we basically...
condensed version of the retreat.
Yeah, it was a condensed version of the retreat. Honestly, coming out of Marriage Encounter, we thought we were going to serve in Marriage Encounter, but I wasn't Catholic.
Mm.
So as a consequence of this, I converted to... be a Catholic.
Wow.
Later. There's a big conversion story there.
Awesome. I think there's a break coming up.
We might have to have you come back. I might have to come back for the conversion story because we like conversion stories. That'll be a whole other separate. We're yeah. here like all day, right?
Yep. Every year, though, we continue to just grow the ministry. So the day-long marriage enrichment event has grown into the Celebrate Marriage Conference.
Okay.
And it's we're featuring 6-7 speakers. Do we want to get into all the details now? Or
we won't get into details yet. We'll just give a little tease, and but we'll get back to that. But
we'll get back to that. Then we added something called then we added the Celebrate Romance Dance, which is a wedding reception for married couples.
Oh, wow.
And that's
we got to talk about some of these things. But right now, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The selfish become generous.
The bitter become better.
The sinner discovers forgiveness.
And the creator of love is introduced.
It's known to happen here.
Positive change.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You're invited to join us for coffee and donuts this weekend. Well, not real coffee and donuts, but Coffee and Donuts with John and Mary. A great new show you'll hear right here on Catholic Radio Indy every Saturday and Sunday morning at 9:30. A lighthearted look at Catholic talk and topics. Join us for Coffee and Donuts with John and Mary, weekends at 9 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the station with me, in the studio and the station, right? And we're talking with Tom and Marcy Rankin. They are Celebrate Marriage Ministry leaders at the parish, their home parish, which is Our Lady of the Greenwood. And Tom, you were explaining some of the different events that you've created out of this for this marriage ministry. There's a romance dance. What's that?
Yeah, so every February.
I want to go. Can anyone go to this? Like, is it just the parish?
Anyone.
Any married couple can go. Actually, that's a big point. All of our events we consider evangelization.
Okay.
And we have often as much as 30% of the couples attending are either from other parishes or even not even Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
When we started the marriage ministry, no one knew who we were. So we just went up to all of our friends and family and neighbors and like, hey, you guys got to go to this because we started this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it was... highly not necessarily people from our church.
Yeah. So you weren't Catholic.
I wasn't Catholic at the time. No, I was.
And this got you. And I'm going to have you back and we're going to have to talk about the whole conversion
okay,
story because that's like my big thing. But what are all the components of the marriage ministry that you're doing? So you have the romance dance.
You have the romance dance.
And what is that? Is that like a,
it's
a
think
prom?
Of, yeah. Think of a wedding reception.
Oh,
only
okay.
Everybody's married.
Oh, okay.
No kids.
You have dinner.
No kids.
There's no
I like
kids.
That.
You get together for a nice dinner. After dinner, there's a little bit of light dinner entertainment, depending upon what Marcy and I are feeling. And then we have a dance lesson, and then we'll have dancing all evening. Door prizes. One of the bigger parts of the evening that we always enjoy is the longest married couple dance. For the last several years, we've had a couple married over 50 years.
I was just going to ask you how long was the prize?
That's not too long.
Jim, how long you been married?
52.
Good for you.
Well, you're in the running 52. If you attend.
You have to go to the
Yeah, but can
dance.
I dance that long?
Well, that's all right.
It only takes about 10 minutes to get everyone else off the floor.
Okay.
Okay, so go on.
And then whoever the longest married couple is cuts the cake.
That's awesome.
It's just an evening of fellowship, an evening of getting to know other married couples, an evening to celebrate.
And that's coming up when?
That's every February.
February. Okay. So they have to check your website for the date and time and how to, and what website is that?
CelebrateMarriageMinistry.com.
Okay, so what are all, so that's in February. What are the other things that you do? Now, do you have like a monthly meetings or anything like that, or you just have more events? Tell us about the ministry itself.
So the fast forward version is we now have 4 large group events, and that's open to anyone that is married, couples of any age. I know we always jokingly say if you've been married an hour all the way up to 99 years, mm-hmm. and we have yet to have a couple that's been married 99 years. Keep working on it, Jim.
I'm working on it.
But everyone is welcome, and I forget the question.
That's okay, just the different events. Now, you have a conference coming up, and you mentioned, I'm sorry, I'm going to go back to the original day that you had, like the Day of Reflection, which was a mini marriage encounter. Do you do that every year?
So the conference, the conference grew out of that.
Okay.
So the conference, we offer multiple tracks.
Oh, neat.
And multiple speakers that talk about a variety of topics from practical to very religious to, you know, so we'll talk about prayer sometimes. We talk, Marcy and I will be speaking about forgiveness and reconciliation again this year.
From our personal witness.
Yeah. So we like to encourage sort of the speakers to do witness tracks if possible. Sometimes they're information. But the other really important thing there is the roots out of the marriage encounter is that we always give the couples roughly a third of the day to reflect and dialogue about what they just heard. So the speaker might talk for 25, 30 minutes, and then the couples will go off by themselves and talk about it. They can formally dialogue if they know how. They can just talk about it for 25 or 30 minutes. But
and if you're a married couple listening right now, you might think, oh my gosh, that's scary. That sounds horrible. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, the number one feedback we get every single year is we didn't get enough time together. We didn't get enough time with our spouse together. Even though this is the first time maybe in years that they've taken a day apart with each other, they still didn't get enough time.
So this conference is August 10th, is that right? Now, where is it at? And I want you to give me the whole lineup for the day, too, to kind of break it down. So this is going to be kind of like a mini marriage encounter, in a sense, right? It is and it isn't, right?
Well, it's morphed a little bit. So now it's more of, think of sort of a professional conference. And we've gone to a few conferences, praise and worship conferences or just different ministry conferences, and Tom is an engineer, if you haven't noticed already. He has gone to several conferences. So we want to provide an atmosphere that is fun, it's energized, and also gives you something to take away with from that day. We start with praise and worship, actually. So we have at Our Lady of the Green, we have, it's called the St. Jam Praise Band, and it's a group of musicians. I'm part of that, and we love to do praise and worship. So at the beginning of the day,
and that's a great way to start a conference.
That's how we're starting
too, you know. I mean, that is really, because you know, it really helps you, kind of revs you up, and it kind of helps you enter into, you know, the spirit of what you're going to be doing too.
Right. And then we go into a keynote speaker, and then after that, the couples get to choose together, ideally, what breakout session they want to attend. So far, everyone has attended together as a couple, whatever session they go to. So they can decide to attend finance, or they can decide to go attend something about...
Should we plug some of our speakers?
Yeah,
I want to
hear the speakers, and I also want to hear the tracks, because this sounds really cool. I mean, this is like a real conference. I mean, you know what I mean?
So from a track perspective, we're still under design there a little
bit.
Okay, that's
right. But
the two tracks will most likely be one I would consider informative, where mm-hmm. you'll hear about this is what people say works in marriage, and there will hopefully be a witness track, which is where this is what has happened in our marriage, here's
the experience
that we want to share because we believe others can grow from it. So that's the two takes on the track. But then some of the speakers we have Dr. Tim Heck speaking.
Oh, wow. That's a big name.
Yeah, he's backed by popular demand. He's actually spoken three or four times for our events.
Backed by popular demand. That's awesome.
He's a counselor and author of the Liturgy of Marriage. I think he's spoken on the radio station here several times.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure.
So we love to have him visit. We will have Chris Countryman. He's a licensed counselor and specializes in addiction counseling. He has authored two books on getting internet pornography out of your life.
He's a popular name in the counseling circles in Indianapolis. He's been around a long time. Yep.
We also have Christine Turoshields. She co-owns Kenosis Counseling Center on the south side of Indy. Her counseling experience is rich with various clinical passion areas, including treating anxiety, panic disorders, abuse, trauma, PTSD, depression, women's issues, addictions, as well as those who are gifted or profoundly gifted. And I know that she'll be speaking about a little program she put together a couple years ago of just sort of a daily, I'm calling it a daily check-in with your spouse, but it's just like five questions you can ask every day with your spouse to help get you more connected. And I'm sure she's going to revise that. But
And on the more witness side of things, we've got a couple at our church. They're just a powerhouse, and it's Michael and Amy Kelscher. And they're very well known in the homeschooling sector. And Mike is also a finance guy. So a lot of times they'll talk about finance, but really it's not just finance. It's also about their family. They have eight children.
Wow.
And it's crazy wild, and they are hilarious. They're really fun to listen to. And then another favorite of ours is Eric and Kelly Moster. And Kelly is a friend of ours, and she's a massage therapist. Amazing.
That's cool.
Amazing.
You guys going to give massages there too?
So we have the last.
Oh, she's going to teach that.
She does. The last few
Tom's
years.
Tom's nodding over here.
The last few years, she's given a massage to her husband, like a back massage or a hand massage, something like that. And she has taught everyone together while giving her husband the massage. And it's hilarious because the way she presents is. It's just so slapstick.
It's always a lot of fun.
It's so slapstick. She's fantastic at what she does. And then her husband likes it, and we have this special arrangement because, you know, usually you leave work at work, and he doesn't benefit from her massage therapy skills. So this is his one chance a year to experience that.
Yeah, we like to joke that she's a professional massage therapist. He's a professional massage receiver.
Yes. So,
yeah. There's a job.
Yeah, I think I can handle that.
Where do I apply? Yeah.
So now, how long have the two of you been at this ministry in your parish? When did you create this? I'm trying to think of the time frame. How long ago was it that you started the Celebrate Marriage Ministry?
We created it roughly 8 years ago, but before we answer the rest of that question, I wanted to plug our keynote speaker.
Okay, do that.
Because it's Archbishop Thompson.
All right, yeah, I saw that on there. That's awesome.
So he will be speaking. He'll be the first major address of the day. I don't know what he chooses to share with us yet, but...
Well, the overall theme of the conference is prepared. Because we came up with that theme when we were thinking about how the world just kind of comes in at you. There's not a lot of support. You know, everything is the truth out there in the world. And we want to make sure that people know that their marriage is a covenant. And we want them to be prepared to go out into the world and to live their covenant amongst the chaos.
No doubt. And I mean, this marriage is so misunderstood. And even among Catholics, just like how to kind of live that out, how to be prepared. What do you think are like the top two things that people need to be prepared just based on your experience? I mean, I think you mentioned dialogue, right? Or are there other things that you think are the top two things that people need?
Intimate communication is by far one of the most important. And I think a profound understanding of covenant and what it means to love your spouse as Christ loves the church. To me, those are the two biggest things. If you're loving your spouse as Christ loves the church, you're not causing problems for the marriage, most likely. And you're building each other up in faith. You're building each other up in every way possible. It's putting the other first instead of self first. But so much of that is very difficult to do without understanding intimate communication and being able to talk, you know, openly and honestly with your spouse.
Earlier in the program, just in passing, you mentioned Retrovi, which is a marriage-related Catholic organization or concept too, but totally different from what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll go into that really quick. The Retrovi grew out of Marriage Encounter.
Mm-hmm.
The irony there is that they both teach dialogue. We've actually attended both weekends, so we've been there firsthand. But yeah, the Worldwide Marriage Encounter sort of books itself as making a good marriage great. Mm-hmm. Retrovi focuses on those couples that are in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Because even couples in crisis can get through it. We've seen that in our ministry. We've seen that with ourselves.
We know firsthand people that have been divorced and remarried because they reconnected, and Retrovi has a history of that as well.
And the Celebrate Marriage ministry that you do would be marriage enrichment or marriage boot camp?
It's more enrichment. We don't go into the intimate dialogue as much as maybe the Marriage Encounter and Retrovi weekends go. We want to encourage people to attend that. Our overall goal is to touch people frequently and giving people different options. So we have the large group events that are four of them. So the one we didn't mention was Celebrate Covenant, which is putting God at the center of your marriage, and then Celebrate Fun, which is in November, and that is just a ton of fun. And it's always a friendly competition amongst couples. The other thing that we offer is like a monthly e-zine just for individual couples. And that is an email magazine that engages you in a different way. And then there are date nights on months where we don't have a large group event that we provide childcare for. And then there's also the small groups, which are periodic. They come and go as far as like a dinner club where couples meet together, or even a small group Bible study kind of atmosphere. So we know that people are in different places in their marriage. They are in different places as far as how comfortable they are going into a large group of married couples. Maybe they don't think that they fit in or they're broken. But that's the other thing I would add to what Tom said is one thing that every married couple should know is they're not alone. They're not the only one going through struggles.
Absolutely.
They're not the only one that experiences joy in their marriage. Every married couple has their own story.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so you guys have so many great activities and events. Give us your webpage so that people can connect. And I know you got the conference coming up August 10th. I might want to go to that. That sounds like fun.
It's celebratemarriageministry.com.
Okay.
We also have a page on Facebook, if you can find us on that.
And a group.
You can find us at church. We have posters all over the place.
But anyone in the Indianapolis area, really anyone that, and you don't even have to be Catholic, can go to the Celebrate Marriage Conference and the Celebrate Marriage, CelebrateMarriageMinistry.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. All right. Well, my guests today have been Tom and Marcy Rankin. Thank you so much for giving your gifts and talents to the Celebrate Marriage Ministry and the upcoming conference at Our Lady of the Greenwood. God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.